Blackstone Audio presents Ugly Girls by Lindsay Hunter. This book is read by Kathleen Early. For you. Perry and baby girl were in the car they'd stolen not half an hour before. A red Mazda. Looked fancier than it was. Had to use hand cranks to put the windows down. Perry gathered, it probably belonged to someone who wanted to look fancy but couldn't squeeze enough out her sad rag of a paycheck. Like how for years Myra, her mother, kept a dinged-up Corvette because it was red and a two-door. Couldn't even get the tiny trunk open without a crowbar. Then Jim came along, with his logic and calm and sense, and had it scrapped. Myra drove a mint-green Tercel now. Four doors. No dings. Perry knew the Mazda was a woman's car because of all the butts in the ashtray, all tipped with lipstick. Baby girl had lit one up first thing, held it between her teeth, squinting through the smoke. Cranked down the window so she could rest an elbow. Baby girl with her half-shaved head, her blonde eyelashes, her freckled arm resting on the steering wheel. Fake-ass thug. Sometimes it seemed mean thoughts were all Perry had for baby girl. But when she caught sight of herself in the side mirror, she saw she was doing all the same shit. They turned onto the busted-up highway, baby girl swerving like they were in a go-kart so the Mazda wouldn't get a flat. The rising sun the color of a pineapple candy. No more than a fingernail at the horizon.